Hey, listeners, I'm Chris.
What's going on? I'm Mars.
And you're listening to Surgery Shelf Prep.
All right, team, today we're diving into a topic that can feel a little confusing. Lobular carcinoma in situ, or LCIS. Super high yield for the shelf, so let's lock in.
Totally, Mars. LCIS isn't your typical cancer diagnosis, which makes it tricky but essential to understand. So let's start with the basics. What is LCIS from a pathology perspective?
LCIS is made up of malignant epithelial cells that originate in the lobules and terminal ducts of the breast. In situ means they're contained within the lobules, no invasion beyond the basement membrane yet.
So it's not actually spreading, just chilling where it started? Got it. What's its microscopic vibe? Wild and pleomorphic?
Not usually. LCIS usually shows small, uniform cells, sometimes arranged in a single file pattern, or around ducts in a targetoid shape. And high-yield pathology pearl, LCIS lacks E-cadherin, the adhesion molecule, but E-cadherin is present in DCIS. That's a key diagnostic clue.
No E-cadherin? That's a game changer. But wait, you said usually small cells. Is there an exception?
Yep, there's a pleomorphic subtype of LCIS where the cells are larger and atypical. It's less common, but important to recognize because the management is different for pleomorphic LCIS.
Love it. Now, clinically, how do patients even find out they have LCIS? Do they feel a mass or see anything on imaging?
Here's a kicker. LCIS does not form a palpable mass and doesn't show up on mammograms. There are no microcalcifications. It's almost always an incidental finding on biopsy done for another reason.
So LCIS is basically a histologic surprise? What's the move if LCIS pops up on a core needle biopsy?
You follow up with an excisional biopsy to rule out nearby invasive cancer. And if LCIS is found on FNA of a mass, you gotta repeat the biopsy because LCIS itself doesn't form masses.
Good shelf pearl. Now, big picture. Do we resect LCIS with negative margins like DCIS?
Nope. LCIS is not a premalignant lesion. It's a marker of increased risk for future invasive breast cancer, either ductal or lobular, in both breasts. Clear margins aren't necessary.
And the stats. Women with LCIS have a 2x relative risk and about a 25% lifetime risk of invasive breast cancer, with equal risk in both breasts.
That's huge, and most subsequent cancers are ductal. LCIS itself has a low rate of concurrent invasive carcinoma.
So how do we manage it?
Usually with close surveillance, regular clinical breast exams, and annual mammography. For risk reduction, tamoxifen is recommended to cut invasive cancer risk in half.
What is tamoxifen? Tamoxifen is a selective estrogen receptor modulator. Blocks estrogen in breast tissue, but acts as an agonist in bone. Watch for hot flashes, thromboembolism, and rare endometrial cancer.
And for very high-risk patients, bilateral prophylactic mastectomy can reduce risk by 90%.
And don't forget, pleomorphic LCIS gets excisional biopsy with negative margins.
Before we close, how does LCIS differ from DCIS?
LCIS doesn't form masses or microcalcifications and doesn't need wide excision. DCIS does present with microcalcifications on mammogram, carries a higher concurrent invasive cancer risk, and requires negative margin excision.
All right, team, let's hit those high yield facts.
Fact one, LCIS is a marker for future invasive breast cancer, not premalignant itself.
Fact two, LCIS is almost always incidentally found, no palpable mass or mammographic findings.
Fact three, the risk of future invasive cancer is 2x higher, equal in both breasts.
Fact four, tamoxifen reduces invasive cancer risk by about 50%, but carries the risk of thromboembolism and endometrial cancer.
Fact five, LCIS doesn't require excision to negative margins like DCIS does, or pleomorphic LCIS.
All right, team, stay weird, keep grinding, and we'll see you next time here on Surgery Shelf Prep.
Peace.